Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Megillah Daf Lamed. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 10 lines from the top of Daf Lamed. We continue with discussions concerning Parshas Shkolim, the first of the four special Torah readings that come out around the month of Adar. And in this question, in this issue that we'll be dealing with, we have written on the side under our Nosei, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Liyos B'Parshas Kisisa. Let's say that the Shabbos Parshas Shkolim, we said Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's really a reference to a case, let us say, that Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh Adar. But more accurately, the Shabbos of Parshas Shkolim, which we read from Kisisa in Shmos, let's say that the Parshas of Shavua happens to come out on the same Shabbos that you have to read Parshas Shkolim. How do you do that? After all, you want it to be obvious. You want to have something clear, some kind of demonstration that we are doing something special. But when the reading of that Parshas Shavua anyway is Kisisa, how do you accomplish having something stand out as Parshas Shkolim at the same time? So let's turn to the Gemara. Chal Liyos B'Kisisa. Parshas Shkolim comes out on the Shabbos that the Parshas HaShavua is Parshas Kisisa, the section from which Parshas Shkolim is taken. What do you do? Omer Yitzchok Nafcha, Koru Shisa Min Ve'Asisa. Ve'Asisa is a little bit into Parshas Kisisa. In other words, you're starting from a point that's not at the beginning. So you're going to start from Ve'Asisa, Ad Vayakel. And then you read till the end of Parshas Kisisa. That'll be your, let's say, you're getting credit for Parshas HaShavua. V'chad kori mikisisa ad v'asisa. And the last aliyah will read from the beginning of the Parsha until v'asisa. Maskif lo Abaye. Abaye challenges Rabbi Yitzchak Lam and says, Hashto Amri, people who hear that will simply say Lamafreya hu dekori, that he's reading the Parshas HaShavua out of order. He's reading first the latter part and then he goes back and jumps to the beginning. But he's not demonstrating that it's a special Shabbos. Elom Abaye, Koru Shiso Ad Vayakel. Abaye says rather, you will read from the beginning till the end of the Parsha. Six aliyas. V'chad toni v'kori mikisiso ad v'yosiso. And someone else, the last aliyah, will read a second time from kisiso until v'yosiso, which is the Parshas Shkolim. So the fact that it's something is being read twice, that will stand out. Tanyo kavosi d'abaye, and a Tanaic source that supports abaye, chaliyos b'kisiso atzma, Parshas Shkolim, falls on the Shabbos that you read Parshas Kisisa, Kirin Oysa V'Koyflin Oysa. You read the whole Parsha and then you double the beginning of Kisisa as Parshas Shkolim. Chal Yois B'Soich HaShabbos Rosh Chodesh Ador, let us say, comes out in the middle of the week. Makdimin L'Shabbos Shavra. So Parshas Shkolim will be read the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Before we continue in the Gemara, we have a Mivneh, structural note. You'll see this house marking. It appears here, and a number of lines later in the middle of the line, Purim also with this marking. So on the side we have Rosh Chodesh Adar and Purim, and the discussion here will be, when we discuss Purim, we'll be discussing in the context of Parsha Zohar. Here we're, Rosh Chodesh Adar keys us into the issue of Parshas Shkolim. And we'll also have a double underline that highlights the phrase Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. either Rosh Chodesh Adar or Purim that fall out on a Friday. B'shnei Mikrim Elu, in these two cases, Rav Shmuel Chokim im Makdimin Oy Ma'achrim. Rav Shmuel will have the same argument in both cases, both examples, when the Rosh Chodesh Adar or Purim come out on a Friday, when do we read the special Parsha? Either Shkolim or Parsha Zohar. Do we read it the Shabbos 6 days earlier? That's Makdimin. Or do we read it on the next day, which is Ma'achrim? So that's as far as the structure, and the topic that we'll be dealing with right now is the case of Rosh Chodesh Adar that comes out on a Friday. When do we read Parshas Shkolim? According to Rav, Makdimin, and according to Shmuel, Ma'achrin. So now the Gemara. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yois Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Omar Makdimin, Ushmuel Omar Ma'achrin. When the Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday, Rav says you read Parshas Shkolim 6 days earlier, at the Shabbos before. Shmuel Omar Ma'achrin, and Shmuel says you read it the next day on what would be the second of Adar, because Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so Shabbos will be the second of Adar. Rav Omar Makdimin, Rav says you had better read early. De'im Kain, if you're going to make it late, then batsri luhu yoyme shulchanois. Then you are, batsri means you are reducing the number of days for the money changers. The shulchanos, this is a point that we had learned in an earlier Gemara, and it has to do with the fact that on the 15th of Adar, so the shulchanos, the money changers, sat and changed people's coins into machzis shekel, to half shekel coins. So now if we needed to have time to, let's say, to announce about the shulchanos. Now, if you are going to have the, and that's what the Parshas Shkolim would accomplish. If we take a look in the Rashi, on the third line from the very top, V'im Kein D'Ma'achrin, that if it's going to be like Shmuel says, that you're going to read Parshas Shkolim not earlier, but rather a day later, so then, Batsri Lulu Shulchanos Mishnei Shabosis, you're providing for less than 2 weeks for the Shulchanos, the announcement for the Shulchanos, the Amrinu Le'el Mishum Shul Shulchanos Hutzuchu Le'eshem Nia B'tesvav, since the money changers sat outside across the country on the 15th of Adar, Makdim V'Kurim Rosh Chodesh Yudor Shin Shtei Shabbos L'Fneim Roshun Gam Le'el, so that we would have 2 weeks of preparation, of announcement, in anticipation of people getting ready for the money changers. We need to have a 2 week heads up before the shulchanos start operating. And if you delay the Parshas Shkolim, which serves as the announcement, if you will, getting for the shulchanos to get ready and for people to become aware of their presence, if you delay, see, then you're reducing the 2 week heads up or margin of preparation. So that's Rav's reason for having the reading of the Parshas Shkolim earlier, so you'll have more time for people to get ready and the shulchanos to get ready and be ready by the middle of the month. Ushmuel Omar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says we read Parsha Shkolim the day after. If Rosh Chodesh once again was on Friday, so you're going to read Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos 1 day later. And you'll say, what about the shulchanos? So Shmuel has a response. Omar Loch, Shmuel tells you, Soif Soif, in the final analysis, Chamesar Bemali Shabbato Mikle. In a case where Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so the 15th of the month is going to come out 2 weeks later on a Friday. The Shulchanos lo nafki ad chad b'shabo. The Shulchanos aren't going to start set up shop on Friday. They're going to wait till the Sunday after. Koch Machrin, so that by our reading on the 2nd of Adar, the Shulchanos in that scenario aren't going to set up shop on the 15th. They're going to set up shop on the 17th. So from the 2nd of the month till the 17th, you still got your 2-week margin of preparation time. We continue now with a new marking, and on the side under the Mivneh heading, you can see a triangle is featured. These are Kushos on Shmuel. Tanan, Chal Liyois B'Soicha Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out, let's say, on a Shabbos, on in the middle of the week, that is. Makdimin L'Sha'avar, you'll makdim the Parsha Shkolim earlier, U'mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and then the next Shabbos, you won't read any special Parsha. So it says here that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, my love, afilu b'erev Shabbos. The expression of Besocha Shabbos, does that not include the case of it coming out on Friday? Loi, Besocha Shabbos dafka. No, it means the middle of the week, not Friday. Friday don't call the middle of the week. Toshma, Ezuhi Shabbos Rishona. What is the first of the special Shabbosis? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Ador liyos besoicha v'afilu b'erev Shabbos. Any situation where Rosh Chodesh Ador comes out in the middle of the week, and even if it comes out on Rosh Chodesh Ador comes out on a Friday. So in this source, we have a comparison between the scenario of Rosh Chodesh coming out in the middle of the week, when everyone agrees you're going to read it the Shabbos before, and compared to that is Rosh Chodesh Adar coming out on Friday, my love, afilu b'erev Shabbos dumya d'tocha. Is it not to be read as that even when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday, similar to the situation of it coming out in the middle of the week, ma tocha makdimen, just like when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, we read shkolim the Shabbos before, and everyone agrees with that. Af Erev Shabbos Makdimin. So to Erev Shabbos, you'll read early, the week, 6 days earlier, and that's a kasha on Shmuel. That's a problem for Shmuel. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, no, the reading here of Besocha, it's when it says, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha, Besocha means Besoch Shabbos. Means when, what is the first Shabbos? There's a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, bo. So the word besocha means bo, Shabbos itself. The chain ton of the bay, Shmuel, bo. And then, what does it say about Erev Shabbos? So too, with regard to Erev Shabbos, you're going to delay it for Pasha Shkola to be read on that Shabbos. The Shabbos that you would have read Parsha Shkolim had Rosh Chodesh come out on Shabbos itself. Kitanoi. And now we have a Machloikas Tanoim that will parallel to whom Rav and Shmuel parallel. Misargin L'Shabbosis. Misargin is from the word Sirugin, which means something that is not consecutive, something where there's skipping involved. Misargin l'Shabbosos divrei Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So where Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says there is a necessity to skip Shabbosos. Shmuel Ozer Omer ain misargin, and Shmuel Ozer says no. Omer Shmuel Ozer amos ani Omer ain misargin. When do I say that there will be no skipping? Bisman shechal yois be'erev Shabbos. That's when the Rosh Chodesh comes out on Erev Shabbos. And now, why is there no misargin? Because in the case that Rosh Chodesh comes out on Erev Shabbos, according to this opinion, and here you have a machloikas tanoim, the Tanakama doesn't agree with this. This opinion will tell you that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Erev Shabbos, so Parsha Shkolim will be read the next day. It will be read the 2nd of Adar, which is a Shabbos. And then, as a result of that, so then you'll have all of the Shabboses of the month of Adar occupied with these special Torah readings. So you'll have consecutive Shabboses. However, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, Makdim V'Kori Mishabbos Shavra, you'll read Parshas Shkolim the week before, Afapishu Shvat, even though it's still in the month of Shvat. So that having been said, we see that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you can have a situation of consecutive Shabboses. And when is that? When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday. You're going to read Parshas Shkolim on Shabbos the next day, which is the second of Adar. All four Shabboses of Chodesh Adar, of the month of Adar, there are 4 weeks in a month, basically. All four Shabboses will be occupied with special Parshas. The Tanakhama, though, he doesn't say that. He says you're always going to have a skipping. And so take that very case where Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday. The Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Danasi, will tell you you're going to read not the day after, which was like Shmuel, which is Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but rather you're going to read 6 days early, like the opinion of Rav, who said Makdimin. Hence we see here that the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, parallels this Machloikis Tanoim. We continue with a new topic. We introduced it before with the markings, but on the side we have the Nosei, Purim Shechal Be'erev Shabbos. Purim falling out on a Friday, Mosai Kurim Parsha Zohar. Rav says Makdimin, Shmuel says Ma'achrin, very similar to the Machlokas we saw before. Itmar Purim Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Rav Amar Makdimin Parshas Zohar. You have Parshas Zohar the read 6 days earlier on the preceding Shabbos. Shmuel Machrin, and Shmuel says you're going to read Parshas Zohar the day after Purim, which Purim on a Friday. You'll read it on Shabbos. I hope everyone knows we've spoken about these parshas earlier, but maybe we didn't mention Parsha Zohar is the parsha we call Zohar Shasolach Amalek, to remember the scheming of Amalek who attacked the Jewish people, and Amalek, and remembering what he did is positioned in the vicinity of Purim, obviously because the Purim story features Haman, who is said to be a descendant of Amalek according to the standard approach to Haman, and whether he's an actual descendant or his ways are the ways of the Amalekites, either way, Purim is associated with the war against Amalek. So Parsha Zohar, which we read from the Chumash, which represents the predecessors of Haman, the Haman and Purim story, we want to have in the vicinity of Purim. Now, it makes more sense to read about the need to eradicate Amalek before we perform the mitzvahs. The zechira should come before the asiya, so that if Purim represents the fulfillment, the doing of the mitzvahs that are associated with it, we want to have the reminder of it before. So now when Purim comes out on Friday, Rav says, read it read it 6 days earlier. Shmuel says, read it the next day. Rav Omar, we continue. Rav Omar Magdimin ki hechidelo tikto asiyah lezechira. Have the Parsha Zohar read early so that you don't have the asiyah, the doing, the fulfillment, the mitzvah aspect before you are reminded of it through the reading of Parsha Zohar from the Chumash, from the end of Parshas Kisetze in the Torah. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrin, you are to read Parshas Zohar the next day. It's the day after Purim, let's say. Well, here we have to emphasize, when we say Purim, we're speaking about the 14th of Adar. The 14th of Adar is Purim. The process, it's known as the standard, general, popular Purim. Read it the 15th, though, he says. And he explains, what about the problem of having the things seemingly out of order, where you're doing the performance of the mitzvahs prior to the remembering, the mentioning of the need to be to do mechias Amalek. Omar Loch, Shmuel will tell you, Kevodiko Mukofin di Avdi Bechamesar, since you have what we call Shushan Purim. It's really Purim of the cities like Jerusalem. They have walls surrounding them from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. That's called Mukofim, the cities with walls surrounding them. The Avdi B'chametzah, that practice, that fulfill Purim on the 15th of Adar. And in this case, you're going to have the 15th of Adar on a Shabbos, and you'll have the reading of Parsha Zohar on that very same Shabbos. So you have Asiya Uzuchira Bahadi Adodi Kasyan. So you have them coming together. That's okay. What we wanted to avoid is having the Asiya before the Zechira. But since you have Purim celebrated on the 15th, you don't have the Asiya before the Zechira. You have them simultaneous, the same day. That's okay. Technically speaking, by way of hours of the day, you're probably going to be doing the Zechira at an earlier time of day, but that's a separate story. Tanan, Bishnia Zohar. This is a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos. So the second Shabbos will be for Parsha Zohar. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Shabbos, so that Shabbos you read Parsha Shkolim, the next week you'll be reading Parsha Zohar, that's the Shabbos before Purim. V'ha ki mikla resh yarcha b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, Mikla Purim Be'erev Shabbos. Purim is going to come out on a Friday. V'katoni, and it says B'Shnia Zohar. It says on the second Shabbos of the month, you're going to be reading Parsha Zohar. So you have exactly our case of Purim on Friday. And when are you reading Parsha Zohar according to the Mishnah? You're reading it 6 days before. You're Makdimin. This is a Kasha on Shmuel. So, by the way, as far as markings are concerned, we didn't point this out, but we have triangles. These are, again, like we saw before, these are Kushios al Shmuel, as we indicate on the side. So we see, again, a Tanaic source where the Purim coming out on a Friday, you're reading Parsha Zohar 6 days earlier. You're Makdimin. Omar Rav Papa, my Shnia. The word Shnia in the Mishnah says B'Shnia Zohar, it means Shnia Lahafsoka. It's the second Shabbos after you had taken a break. Because when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, so, as we said, Purim will be on a Friday. You just have to make the calculations. If the first of the month is on a Shabbos, so the 14th of the month will come out on a Friday. That's 14th is Yud Al Adar, that's Purim. And the Shabbos after Shkolim, you, according to Shmuel, you won't read. And the Shabbos after Purim, that means the 15th, you will read. That's a Shabbos after you had taken a break. After there was a break in the special partials. Toshma, we again raise a question on Shmuel. Ezo Shabbos Shnia. What is the Shabbos of the second Parsha? Now, second Parsha is a reference, of course, to Parsha Zohar. Kol Shechal Purim Liyois B'Soicha. It is that week, or it's that Shabbos, it is that Shabbos that Purim comes out, B'Soicha means after it. V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even if the occurrence of Purim is on Friday, 6 days later. My lav, Erev Shabbos Dumi D'Tocha. Are we not to understand that the case of Purim coming out on Erev Shabbos is the same way we deal with the case of Purim coming out in the middle of the week. What happens when Purim comes out in the middle of the week? We read Parsha Zohar before Purim. So too, when Purim comes out on Friday, we will read Parsha Zohar before Purim. Ma toicha makdimin, af erev Shabbos makdimin. Just like when Purim comes out in the middle of the week, we're makdim Parsha Zohar to the Shabbos before, so too when Purim comes out on Friday, we will read Parsha Zohar before, and this is a problem for Shmuel. Omar Shmuel Bo. When it says in this source, what is Shabbos Shnia? It's called Shechal Shabbos. It calls Shechal Purim Lios Bo, means Purim comes out on Shabbos itself. And when Purim comes out on Shabbos itself, you will read Parsha Zohar on that Shabbos. V'chein Tona de Bei Shmuel Bo. And in the Yeshiva Shmuel, they also have that version. We took a look at the Rashi. We have a star to help you find the Rashi. So he says Bo. Of course, if you notice, we're just a couple lines down from here in the Rashi. Bo b'yoyim Shabbos atzmoi. When Purim comes out on Shabbos itself, Kurin ha-parsha boi b'yoyim. You will read the Parsha's Zohar on that day, on that Shabbos. V'afilu chal b'erev Shabbos esmoil, ki ilu chal l'Shabbos shelemochor. V'haynu kishmuel. And even if Purim comes out on Friday, you will treat it as if Purim came out, as if it came out on Shabbos itself, and you read the day, the Shabbos, which is the day after, like Shmuel said. We continue in the Gemara. Chal liyois b'Shabbos atzmo. Purim falling out on a Shabbos. Omar Rav Huna, in a case where Purim comes out on Shabbos, Rav Huna says, L'dibra kol ein makdim, and everyone agrees, you do not read Zohar early, the week before. Rav Nachman, Omer, Adayin, Himachlekes. Even in that case, Rav will tell you to read early, a week before. It Marnami, Omer, Pchia, Barabo, Omer, Rebbe, Abba, Omer, Rav. Purim, Shechalios, B'Shabbos, Makdim, Vikore, B'Shabbos, Shavro, Zohar. And here, Rav himself is being quoted as saying, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, you read Parsha Zohar the week before. Now we continue with Parshas Porah, B'Shlishis Porah Aduma. Tonu Rabbanon, Ezu Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third Shabbos, which is designated for Parshas Porah? Call. Now take note of the fact we have some numbering here. There's one over here, and a number two. The next line, number one, Kol Shesmucha LePurim Me'acharel. It's the Shabbos that follows Purim. Itmar, Rav Chama Bar Chanina Amar Shabbos Hasmucha LeRosh Chodesh Nisan. The third Shabbos is the Shabbos that is close, that is right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now let's make up our minds. Is it the Shabbos that's after Purim, or is it the Shabbos that's before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? V'lo pligi, there's no machlokes. Ha de'itla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. That which Rav Chama taught refers to a case where Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself falls out on Shabbos. So when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, Parshas Porah will be the Shabbos that is next to, in other words, the week before, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ha de'ikla be'emtze Shabbos. Where Rosh Chodesh comes out in the middle of the week, then what happens is that Parshas HaChodesh will be read before, the Shabbos before that, and as a result of that, Parshas Porah will have to be read the week before that, and that will be the Shabbos that's right after Purim. Berevius HaChodesh Ezelochem. The fourth of the Parshios, the fourth special Shabbos, is Parshas HaChodesh, which is the section of the Torah that deals with the people getting ready with the Korban Pesach. And that we read, in effect, 2 weeks before the Korban Pesach is actually slaughtered. Tonu Rabbanan. Now, what we have here is a very interesting Gemara structure. We have a Brice here, which basically we've already analyzed over the last couple of Shiurim. Rashi points this out. If you look in the Rashi, Tonu Rabbanan, at the bottom line, Brice Zum Ifureshis Lamala Besirugin. This Brice has been explained already in sections. Rav Kidisle Ushmuel Kidisle Rav and his interpretation of it. We have the word besocha. Does that mean middle of the week, or does that mean on Shabbos itself? So Rav says besocha meant middle of the week, and Ushmuel Kidisle and Shmuel according to his interpretation, as we saw already. So what we do now is we go through the Brisa, realizing that the explanation of this basically we've already done. Tonu Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos, Korin Kisisa Umaftirin B'Yoyoda. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Shabbos, so that will be the Shabbos we call Parshas Shkolim. That's Korin Kisisa, which is, and that's the section that's referred to as Parshas Shkolim. And the Maftirin, the Haftorah, is taken from the a section called, which we refer to as B'Yoyoda. These references, and we're going to have many of these as we go on in through the next couple of Amudim of Gemara, we recommend having a holiday machzor, or a good sitter that has all the different holiday readings in them. Some of them you'll find in the Gemara. The Gemara refers to what we practice, and on several occasions what we practice is not exactly what you see in the Gemara. So, for our purposes, we say that the Haftorah is the Haftorah of Yehoyada. The A Zohi Shabbos Rishona, what is referred to when we say the first Shabbos, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos Besoicha. Whenever Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out, and here again we've got the word Besoicha. If we follow Rav's interpretation, that would mean whenever it's the Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh Adar comes after it. So you're going to be reading the Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday. B'Shnia, the second Shabbos, Zohar, Umaftirin Pokadati, and that's the name of the Haftorah. V'ezui Shabbos Shnia, what is that second Shabbos? The Shabbos itself. What is that second Shabbos? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos B'Soicha. It's that Shabbos following which Purim will come out. Ve'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even if Purim happens to come out on a Friday. B'Shlish is Parah Aduma. You read the section of the Torah dealing with the Parah Aduma, which is Parshas Chukas in Sefer Bamidbar, Umaftirin, and you read the Haftorah from Yecheskel, Vezorakti Aleichem. V'e Zohi Shabbos Shlishis. When is that third Shabbos? How do you identify it? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Me'achareha. It is that Shabbos that comes after Purim. Berevius, the fourth, a special Shabbos, HaChodesh Hazeh. You read that section from Shmos, Parshas Boi, Umaftirin Ki Koyomar Hashem Elikim Borishon Bechad LaChodesh, which is found in Yecheskel. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. V'e Zohi Shabbos Revius. How do you identify what is that fourth Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liyos B'Soicha V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. And this, by the way, there is no machlokas. Shmuel doesn't argue with Rav on this particular B'Soicha. It is the Shabbos where Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out afterwards, the Shabbos that immediately precedes Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even in the case where Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on a Friday, you'll read Parshas HaChodesh 6 days before. And as we said, in this case, Shmuel agrees with Rav. That's something that Rashi points out at the top line. B'chamishis Chozrin L'Kesidron. On the fifth Shabbos, after you finish the Parshas HaChodesh, the next week, you go back to the regular order. L'seder mai, the regular order of what? Rami Omar, L'seder Parshios Hu Chozer. You go back to the regular order of Parshas HaShavua. That would mean that during these 4 weeks you weren't reading Parshas HaShavua. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar L'Seder Haftorah Suchoyzer. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says we're going to go back to the regular type of Haftorah, where the Haftorah parallels or is similar, has some kind of similarity or hint to that which you find in Parshas HaShavua. Whereas during the 4 weeks we would read a special Haftorah that's not related to Parshas HaShavua. On the 5th week we go back to reading, we'll call the regular Haftorahs that are associated with Parshas HaShavua. Omar Abaye, Kavoz, and we should point out that according to Rav Yirmiyahu, during those 4 weeks, we kept up the standard sequence of Parshas of Shavua, the regular Torah portion of that week. Omar Abaye, Kavose de Rabbi Ami Mistabra, Disnan. Rabbi Ami's approach is more likely. Disnan, Lakol Mafsikin. Le Rosh Chodoshim, Le Chanukah, Le Purim, Le Tanios, Le Mamodos, Le Yom Kippurim. That for we will stop the regular, and here we have to fill in the blank, the regular what? Well, the regular thing that you would do on a Rosh Chodesh, on a Chanukah, Purim, on a Tainis, Mamodos, Yom Kippur. What serves as a common denominator to all of these cases? The Torah reading, not Haftorah readings. Bishlam olamandar melaseder parshios hu chozer. If you say that he's returning from having taken a break, he's now returning to the regular Torah reading. Then hainu deika parsha b'chol. In this list of occasions, we had weekday readings. For example, you have Tainis, Mamodos. Those are weekday readings. Those are weekday Torah readings. There's no Haftorah. There is a Torah section that you read. Ela Laman Diomer L'Seder Haftorah Suchozer Haftorah B'chol Mi'ika. But according to the opinion that says that he took a break from the Haftorahs, and this source also talks about taking breaks. How do you have taking a break from Haftorah when there's no Haftorah that's read during a weekday? Ve'idach, the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyahu that says that you break during the 4 weeks, you break just the Haftorahs and not the Parshas Shavua. He says, Hok de Isa. Where there is a Haftorah present, where there's a regular Haftorah reading, like on the 4 Shabboses, so we will be breaking from the regular Haftorah readings. Where you don't have a Haftorah reading, but you do have a special occasion, so there we will break from the regular Torah reading. Question: Ubetaniyos lomali hafsoka. When it comes to the taniyos, why should you have to talk about stopping? Likri mitzafra binyana diyoma. Why not read in the morning? Let's say you have it now. Taniyos were held basically on Mondays and Thursdays, and Mondays and Thursdays have a regular Torah reading, regular Parshas Shavua Torah reading. We read until Sheni of every Parshas Shavua on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays might very well be declared as fast days. So in the source, we read that on Taniyos we take a break. Why should you have to take a break? Likri mitzafra binyana diyoma. Why not in the morning of the fast day read the regular Parshas Shavua over mincha betanisa, and in mincha time you read the special Tainis Kriya Satura? It's like, why not say that? In presenting this question, we should emphasize that there is a given that on a Tainis there is an afternoon Torah reading. So our question is, why does the Tanaic source say that you have to mafsik the Parshas Shavua when it comes to Taniyos? Why not have the regular Parshas Shavua reading in the morning and the special Tainis Torah reading in the afternoon? So the Gemara says the fact that the source says you are mafsik and we don't do what we just suggested, Messiah el Rav Huna. This supports Rav Huna. Diyam Rav Huna. Before we read the Gemara, basically we're saying that in the morning there is no time on a fast day to read Parshas Shavua, because they're preoccupied with something else. And this is what Rav Huna talks about. The Omer Rav Huna, Mitzafra Kenufya. Mitzafra is from the morning hours. Kenufya means the public gathers together. And Rashi explains a little more. They gather together to... don't forget, a fast day is coming because there's a drought. The Almighty is signaling to the population that they have avarice and something needs to be fixed. So people will get together, communities will get together and discuss what sins they have committed, what they need to fix. And because they're involved with that, they don't have time for reading the Torah. Hechi avdinon, how are fast days observed? Omar Abai, Mitzafra lepag diyoma, from the morning till noon, Maininon b'mili demasa, we look into matters of the community. Meaning, we check out what are our sins, what do we need to fix? Mipag diyoma lepanya, from noon till end of day. So that second half of the day is broken into two parts. Well, when you break a half into two parts, each part is a quarter of the entire day. Riva diyoma, one quarter of that of the day. Again, just it might sound a little confusing, but we're simply dealing with from the second half of the day, and we're breaking that half into two parts. So one of those two parts is each one is called a quarter. Riva diyoma karinon besifra. Miftari, one quarter of the day is dedicated to reading from the Sefer Torah and the special Haftorah, the fast day Haftorah, the Riva Diyoma, Bal Rachmi, and a quarter of the day is for prayer. Shenemar, Vayikru B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem, Revias Hayoim, Revias Misvadin Umishtachavim. The Pasuk says that they would read the Torah one quarter of the day and the other quarter of the day confessing and bowing, which would be a reference to prayer. The Gemara asks, the Epoch Ano, why not switch around the first half of the day activity and do that in the second half of the day, and the second half of the day activity do that in the morning? So according to this, when would the Torah reading and the prayers take place? From morning till noon. Lo salka daitach. No, you cannot think that. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, the Elias vukochared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael al moal hagoyla v'ani yoshev mishemem ad l'minchas ha'arev. These we're reading from their psukim from Ezra Perek Tes psukim Dalet and Hey. Uksiv uvaminchas ha'erev kamti mita'anisi. And now Rashi continues the text. The end of the pasuk says, ve'efruso kapai el Hashem. So we have a description of time. Minchas ha'erev means the afternoon, the late part of the day. The pasuk said, I got up from my fasting and I stretched my hands heavenwards, an expression of prayer. So we know that the prayer aspect of the day had to be in the later part of the day, and the suggestion of having that switched to the morning is rejected. Now we continue with the Mishnah and take note of our topic heading. We indicate until this no say this topic until Lamed Aleph on base. We have a very long topic ahead of us. Kriyas HaTorah shel kol hamoyadim. The Gemara will be delineating the Torah reading of all kinds of all the called special occasions, all the holidays, that holidays and fast days, etc. The special Torah readings. Now, as we go through the Gemara, we're going to be emphasizing in our Gemara markings here basically the structure of the Gemara and simply referencing the different sections that are read, but we're not going to be analyzing why different sections are chosen. We might make mention of that along the way, but that's not our immediate goal. So the Mishnah says, Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Pesach is a 7 day holiday, basically. From the Torah standpoint, it's 7 days. Outside of Eretz Israel, so you'll have 8 days. But the Pesach Kurin b'Parshas Me'adah Shel Toras Kehanim. On the first day of Pesach, you're going to read from the section of the Torah. Toras Kehanim is another is the Chazal way of referring to Sefer Vayikra. You're going to read the Parsha of Mo'adim from Sefer Vayikra. You'll find that in Parshas Emor. Ba'atzeres Shiva Shavuos. And on Atzeres is the holiday of Shavuos. We read from that section of the Torah, Shiva Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah B'chodesh Hashvi B'echad L'chodesh. Yom HaKippurim Achrei Mois. Which of course that deals with the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The service of the Beis Hamikdash of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur day, B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, Kurin B'Parshas Mo'adeh Shebetoras Kehanim. Note that this Torah reading is the same Torah reading as the first day of Pesach. U'Bashar Kol Yomois HaChag, Sukkot is a long holiday, so the rest of the days, but Korbonos HaChag, you will read from Parshas Pinchas, where the Torah delineates which each day of Sukkot had a different set of sacrifices. It was a change in numbers of animals, so each day was unique. So over the balance of Sukkot, you read that section. B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim. Nesiyim is a reference to Parshas Noso, the various gifts that each one of the Nesiyim, the heads of tribes, brought regarding the dedication of the Mishkan. And there you can see the parallel. Hanukkah was a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash after it was defiled by the Greeks. So we read about the dedication of the Mishkan. Bepurim Vayovoy Amolek. We read about the Amolek attack on Klal Yisrael when they were in the Midbar in Parshas Beshalach. Beroshei Chadoshim, we read from Parshas Pinchas Uveroshei Chodshechem, regarding the sacrifices brought on Rosh Chodesh. B'Ma'amodos, B'Maisa Breishis, the Ma'amodos, we've mentioned them often in the past. These are the representatives of Klal Yisrael for the offering of public sacrifices. And there were representatives, some came to the Beis HaMikdash, and some were divided amongst these representatives, served 2 weeks over the year, 1 week in separate week installments, and they would read from the Torah, these Ma'amodos. They would read Ma'isa Bracious, the psukim that deal with the with creation. B'Taniyos, on fast days, which, as we said before, fast days come because of sins, because of droughts. That's why we're fasting. So we read Brachos Uklolos. We read from, Rashi says in B'chol Kosai, we read from the section of the Torah that exhorts us to keep the mitzvahs. And if we don't keep the mitzvahs, the Torah spells out an unfortunate list of curses for those who for the violation of the Torah, and hence we want to arouse people to repent so as to get rid of the reason for the fasting, i.e. the drought. So we read from that section. Ein mafsikin beklolos, when someone is called up to the Torah to read the curses, we don't break it into two separate aliyos. Aimafs, we don't stop, we don't pause in terms of aliyos. Elo echad kore es kulam, rather one reads all of them straight through. Generally speaking, we speak about, and when we say in Mishnayos, it's so we speak about, he reads it, it's the person who's reading it is also the person called up to the Torah. But for our purposes, it means we don't have two aliyos. We don't break up that section into two aliyos. B'sheni u'b'chamishi, on Mondays on Thursdays, b'Shabbos b'mincha, the afternoon of Shabbos, Koren k'sidron. We read from the regular portion of the week. V'ein oylim lohem min hacheshbon. The fact that we read on Mondays and Thursdays a section of the Torah doesn't mean that you're not going to read that same section the following Shabbos. It's not oylim. It doesn't count toward the account of the Parshas HaShavua. so that you will read a small section on Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos and Mincha, and that same section will be read again cometh the next Shabbos. The Ein Oilim, the Shenemar. Now, this Shenemar is not a direct continuation of the last point that was made, which was V'ein Oilim Amecheshbon, but rather it goes back on the whole Mishnah. It says in the Torah, V'yadaber Moshe Smeyadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. That's a pasuk. Mitzvosin shu kurin kol echod ve'echod bizmano. From this pasuk, which would seem to be an extra pasuk, it says in Moshe said over the holidays of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Well, of course he said them over each section of the Torah that has the holidays mentioned in them is something that Moshe taught. So why do we have to have this pasuk? So it comes to tell me that there's a special mitzvah that each holiday you read something that is relevant to the holiday. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.